is News Talk Tonight with Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Thank you for your time. Slew News Day is on the way, where we try to discern if some of the stories from the past day that other shows disregarded were actually news or not. But this segment is for our friend. Does Richard Krause like these movies? Three of the latest releases you can find in your favorite theater and or streaming right now with Richard Krause. So how it works is we listen to what Richard has to say, and the three of us, Sean, Zach, and myself, try to discern what he will give it out of five. Richard, what is the first movie?
In Empire of Light, the new Olivia Colman drama, now playing in theaters, the duty manager of a grand old Art Deco cinema in a small English coastal town embarks on a romance, but events conspire to change the nature of the new relationship and perhaps the rest of their lives.
Look around you. This whole place is for people who want to escape. People who don't belong anywhere else.
How do you feel?
I do feel a bit numb, I suppose.
Here's to the future.
Walking those old scenes.
Here's to getting back up. And here's to coming home.
The feel-good hit of the holidays, huh? Action and excitement. Oh, fantastic. I'm going to say that's probably 4 stars from Richard. Zach, do you want to take a guess how many stars you think that's going to be from Richard?
I don't know. It sounds like a slower movie. I'm going to go with like 2.5 stars.
Does it? It sounds super exciting and fast-paced to me. What about you, Sean?
I'll say 3.
3. All right. What do you say, Richard?
Empire of Light takes on a lot, but does not seamlessly blend its many ideas into one whole. A study of racism, mental illness, power structures, and the transformative power of the movies, it is splintered into too many pieces to work as a cohesive story. When director Sam Mendes focuses his camera on Hillary and Steven's relationship, the movie finds its power. When he does not, it drifts. And that's why I gave Empire of Light, now playing in theaters, 3 out of 5 stars.
Okay. Tough cookie, that Richard Krause. I gave it 4. But let's keep in mind, let's not go by me. I haven't seen it yet. So Richard Krause with 3 movies each and every week. We try to discern what Richard is about to give us. And let's keep in mind that this is the time of the year that we get some of the best movies. They get them in before January the 1st so they can qualify for the Oscars. What's your second movie, Richard?
In Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, now playing on Netflix, a father's wish magically brings a wooden puppet to life in Italy during World War II, giving the father a second chance to care for a child.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story you may think you know, but you don't.
Over there! What is that?
Papa!
It's Spin!
It's just a puppet!
No, I'm not! I'm a real boy!
People are sometimes afraid of things they don't know.
I don't understand! Hello?
The wooden boy with the borrowed soul. While you may have eternal life, your loved ones, they do not. You never know how long you have with someone. Until they're gone.
Life is such a wonderful gift.
There you go. I know, I love Guillermo del Toro. I think he's an amazing director. Brilliant. Brilliant stuff. And I know he makes a lot of his movies in Canada. In fact, Toronto, Hamilton, he does a lot of his work. That has nothing to do with whether or not I'm going to like this, though. I think, I don't know, I hope it's good because so many remakes and so many like, oh, I'm going to put my touch on it, just turned out to be lame. So I'm going to say Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio gets 3.5 stars. Zach?
Yeah, I love Guillermo del Toro's movies, but I don't know if this is going to top the animated Disney Pinocchio, so I'm going to go with 3 stars.
What about you, Sean?
I'll say 4.
4! Okay. Unprecedented, I guess. 4. Your last chance to change that vote. He's not changing. He's locked in. Richard, what do you give Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio?
This is not your parents' Pinocchio. Guillermo del Toro sticks to the bones of author Carlo Collodi's original plot, but expands the story with a deep dive into what it means to be human, mortality, the weight of expectation, and the horrors of fascism. Just as the wood sprite breathed new life into Geppetto's puppet, del Toro breathes new life into a very familiar and often told story. He is buoyed by fine voice work and visuals, but it is the auteur's allegorical stamp that really brings this wooden boy to life. And that's why I gave Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, now streaming on Netflix, 4 out of 5 stars.
Wow! 4 out of 5 or Pinocchio. I might file a grievance with the governing board. Sean, did you see any of the television coverage of Richard Krause earlier today? It's one of the things that makes this a hard segment. We have to be quarantined to make sure that we don't see Richard Krause on any of the TV channels because he does a TV segment. Will you honestly tell us whether you cheated or not? Is there a...
I did not cheat.
You didn't cheat? Okay. 4? I believe you. Richard, what is our third and final movie tonight on Does Richard Krause Love These Movies?
In the new drama Emancipation, Will Smith stars as a runaway slave who forges through the swamps of Louisiana on a journey filled with danger to escape the plantation owners who nearly killed him.
You walk the earth because I let you. I'm your God now.
Find him. They beat me. They whip me. They break the bones in my body more times than I can count. But they never. Never break me.
Let me be.
These movies are always great and powerful and sometimes tough to watch and tough to face what mankind is capable of. I do like these movies. I have to be in the right mood for them. I'm going to say that Richard gave this 4 stars, Zach.
I'm going to go with 3.5 on this one.
Sean?
I'll say 2.
2 from Sean. 2? From a 4 to a 2. Okay, Richard, what did you give it?
For better and for worse, we know what to expect from a Will Smith hero's journey film, and Emancipation, for better and for worse, is just that. It folds a death-defying action movie around a vivid portrait of the scourge of slavery, and it's an uneasy balance. On one side, the film is propped up by Antoine Fuqua's deft, propulsive handling of the action. On the other, it feels like a missed opportunity to dig deep into what made the main character Peter tick, and that's why I gave Emancipation, now streaming on Apple TV Plus, 3.5 out of 5 stars.
There you go. We thank Richard very much. We'll post that on our socials over the weekend. Does Richard Krause love these movies? Thanks to Richard. I'm Jim Richards. We're back in a moment with Slow News Day to wrap up the week. This is the iHeartRadio Talk Network.